You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB.
Right, summer might be coming to an end, but that doesn't mean the barbecues have to stop. And today, Mike Vanderalzen has a beautiful mushroom glazed rump with shallots and roasted potatoes recipe for us. I have no idea, Mike, whether we're going to cook this one on the barbie or not.
Well, you can if you want to, yeah. Or you can just do it in a pan inside.
Yeah, there you go. But you, this recipe came to mind because you had a bit of sad news this week.
Very much so, very much so. And it was only last night that I was scrolling through Facebook and it came up that Tony's Vineyard, which is a restaurant in Henderson from the Tony's chain, which started some 40 years ago. Tony's Vineyard, after being open for 38 years, closed its doors last night.
Oh, is this just post-COVID difficult hospo time, or...?
I think probably a mixture of
we don't
things.
Know. Yeah,
you know, it's hard to tell. But I mean, you know, the reason why, you know, it is sad.
Are you hearing about this more from your colleagues and in the industry?
Yeah, there are a lot of restaurants closing, and it's kind of sometimes some of the old established ones that were just kind of hanging on by their fingernails or fingertips are coming to an end. But you know. This one's a little bit more sentimental because I started my career in this restaurant 36 years ago when I was 14.
What did you do?
I was a dishwasher.
Of course. And so what was it? What was it about cleaning all those dishes that made you go, this is where I want to be?
Do you know what it was? It was at the end of the night after getting hammered by endless piles of dishes again and again and again. They cooked me dinner and they gave me a scotch fillet with like a gravy-based mushroom sauce, some super fat crispy potatoes and cauliflower with handmade cheese sauce.
Oh my goodness. A classic.
I was sold. 36 years ago. Never
really?
Looked back. Some fun memories.
So did you say to them, that's what I want to do?
I was pulled in more so, not so much by the food, but I was pulled in by the energy inside that kitchen. You know, because you imagine doing 500 people, you know, it was military style. But everyone looked after each other. You know, if someone went down, if their section went down, you know, other chefs or other cooks would jump in and help them out. And it was that togetherness of that group and the energy within that kitchen that was actually quite addictive. So that's what pulled me in.
As you went through different institutions of your own, was that something you carried with you?
I think so. Yeah, I think
creating
so.
Creating that atmosphere and environment.
Yeah, and camaraderie strip. No, what is it when you're kind of coming together as a group?
Camaraderie.
That's it.
The two of us will get there in the end.
It's too early in the morning for that word. and it's that where you're actually helping each other out. You know, you're not just on one section by yourself looking after yourself and your own dockets and your own food. You're actually caring about what is going on as a whole within that kitchen because, you know, all the food has to go out perfectly. It's not just one or two dishes.
So we're going to put the recipe up online, of course, and you can grab it from goodfromscratch.co.nz. But since we're talking about steaks, why don't you tell us how you do cook? And I know we have this conversation all the time, and I go home and I tell my partner what you've told me about how to cook. And then a month will go by and you go, what did Mike say? And I go, oh, yeah, what did Mike say?
No.
I'm terrible. I'm going to write it down this time. But how do you cook a good steak?
There's four tips. Probably five. First one is to actually buy some decent steak or a good piece of steak. So when it comes to cooking it, is bring the steak up to room temperature. Don't cook it straight from the fridge. Second thing is heat whatever you're cooking it on, whether it's a pan, a cast iron pan, or on your barbecue. Heat it up. Get it searing hot. Cook it at super high temperature for a short period of time. And then the third thing is to season your meat and oil your meat before you put it onto the cooking surface. So take your piece of meat, put a little bit of oil over it, put a decent amount of flaky sea salt on it, then put it onto your barbecue or into your pan. And then the most important part is always rest your meat. Don't take it straight off the barbecue and then slice it. Take it off the barbecue. And the higher the temperature you cook at, the longer you need to rest it for.
Okay, that sounds pretty straightforward. I can do that. Thank you so much, Mike. Good to catch up with you.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.